Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680 with Matt Duffy. First week at home. Now, you came up earlier in the season, of course, last year, the midseason. Now you're at home, the opening day and everything else. What's that like for you?
It was exciting, you know, the whole ceremony and everything, and I think we get our rings tomorrow, so definitely looking forward to that, and, you know, it's fun to look back on accomplishments from last year, but definitely wish we could have gotten off to a better start so far this year, scoring runs. You know, we're getting guys on base, making, you know, good things happen in terms of that, but we just got to kind of break through and push some runs across.
What does the ring ceremony mean to you?
I'm thinking that's where it's all going to kind of hit me, you know, because once you get into the off season last year, you know, you pretty much start preparing for the next year almost immediately. So you don't get a big opportunity to really kind of, you know, reflect. And from what I've been told, the ring ceremony is when everybody kind of looks at it and says, oh, this is, you know, this is cool. This really happened. So, you know, I'm kind of going into it with an open mind. I don't really know what I'm going to feel or think, but that's kind of what kind of general direction I think my emotions are going to go.
All right. They say you're a grinder. What does that mean? Are you a coffee grinder?
I mean, I do like coffee, but, you know, I'm not a guy that's going to hit the ball 500 feet or, you know, do anything crazy spectacular that way. So I know I have to be kind of that has to be part of my game in terms of battling and never giving in with two strikes and just being a tough out and a tough player. You know, I went to the high school I went to, we were all about competing and fighting, and same thing with Long Beach State. You know, the team name was the Dirtbags, so, you know, we kind of just grind everything out and play hard, really. That's what it is.
All right. What position are you going to play? Who knows? You come to the park, first base, they haven't given you a catcher's glove yet, but I heard maybe that is in the future. But what's the challenge for you in all these new positions?
I think it's staying ready at each spot in terms of, you know, keeping the same, the footwork, and because everything's a little different at each spot, whether it's the angle or the throw or the arm angle. So there's a lot of different things that I have to work on. If I'm starting in a spot, you know, I'll work there in batting practice and be as familiar with I can as that at that position. But if I'm not starting like I am today, I'll try to take ground balls or fly balls every spot, you know, just in case I do go in for a double switch here or there or whatever. I at least have some type of foundation that I can go off of from that day, at least some work at that position, whether it's second, third, short, left field, first base, whatever it is. You know, I can be somewhat ready, and you know, once they tell me where I might be going, coming up on a situation, then I'll try to mentally check it into that spot and then kind of go over things in my mind, different possible play scenarios and stuff like that.
I'll tell you one thing, it keeps you in the big leagues, pal. Let me tell you, the more positions you play, the better it is. All right, this week you got Matt Duffy with us. This week you're in the news about a cat. What's all this about?
Well, that picture was taken a couple of years ago, actually, at the beginning of the off season or something. I was spending some time at home and I was just playing video games, and he came up, and he's really fat. I mean, he doesn't really do a whole lot of anything. He just kind of 35 pounds, something like that. He just kind of lays there, and he'll lay on his back, you pet his stomach, and then you'll come back 20 minutes later and he's still laying there on his back, like waiting for somebody to pet him. So he's pretty funny. Probably should have named him Garfield, you know, but hindsight's 20/20. So yeah, I mean, he's great cat, great personality. He's just a lounger and eats. That's the only thing he really cares about.
Okay. And is he with you here in the Bay Area?
No, he's at home with my parents.
Okay. All right, we'll have to have your father call in and explain this one. Matt, thanks so much for being on.
Cool. Thanks, Mark.
All right, more coming up in KNBR 680, the sports leader.